listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome. I'm David Knight. It's Friday, January the 26th, 2018. Perhaps this is Black Friday, the day that we can finally stick the fork in America because we're done. We've had a lot of good things done by President Trump in the first year. And now what's come out of the White House, and this is not some kind of a proposal that's just thrown out in an impromptu press conference. This is something that was presented by the White House, presented by Stephen Miller, the immigration hawk, we're told. 1.8 million people being given not just amnesty, but citizenship by President Trump. This betrays everything that he told us when he was running, betrays everything he told us back in September. He said, this isn't amnesty. This isn't citizenship. It is. It's far worse than that. Far worse than that. We've had a lot of good stuff, but this is 1.8 million betrayals by President Trump. We're going to break down what this presentation is here and why it's not enough for the Democrats or the Dreamers. They always demand more, don't they? I called them yesterday, the demanders. And it's what I've always seen from Republicans. Republicans sit by and they allow Democrats to do these massive expansions and these usurpations. And as we pointed out many times, and I just had somebody ask me, what's going on with DACA? What is the, you know, I guess it's not clear. DACA was a memo by Janet Napolitano at Department of Homeland Security. Department of Homeland Security is tasked with controlling the borders and enforcing the laws. And she put out a memo. They called it deferred action on childhood arrivals. And she said, we're not going to enforce the law. We're going to defer that action. And then we pretend that somehow that was the effect of a constitutional amendment, that everybody has to bow to the Dreamers. And of course, they were called Dreamers because they tried multiple times to pass amnesty and citizenship for them. They called it the Dream Act. And that never passed. So they didn't have a new law. Trump is not shutting down a law. What Trump was saying when he said we're going to end the deferred action, what he was saying was we're going to enforce the current law. So there's no reason for, no basis except for political bias, no basis for a activist judge to say, no, you can't do that. No basis for Attorney General Sessions to say, well, we'll argue this at the Supreme Court. Argue what? Argue that you're now going to enforce the law of the land? That you're now going to protect the borders? That's what you're going to argue before the Supreme Court? There was no law that changed. These laws are being enforced even under the Obama administration before Janet Napolitano did that. But of course, it was a part of a rollout of Barack Obama throughout his entire presidency, turning our borders into a land rush for people who want to come here and make America Mexico. And now we've got President Trump who comes along and instead of pushing back on this, as Republicans typically do, what they do is they consolidate the overreach, the usurpation of the Democrats. They make it law. And that's what he's doing right now. Yeah, we're going to, I'll give you 6 months or so to make this law. Let's consolidate this gain. That's why we always see government continually ratcheting up in that direction. In the direction of statism, in the direction of socialism, in the direction of globalism, because the Democrats push that, and then the Republicans come in and say, let's make that a law. We've established that as a pattern of behavior. Let's make that a law. So we're going to talk about that. You know, as we look at the Super Bowl tickets, the prices are now falling. they fell between Monday and Tuesday, $1,200 a seat, some of these high-priced tickets. People are fed up with that. And, part of this is because of the disrespect to our country by these NFL players, by the league itself. Do you think that these dreamers who've been shouting, no borders, no nation, F your deportations, you think those guys are going to stand for the flag? Good luck with that. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, January the 26th, 2018. We have President Trump out here going beyond Chuck Schumer, beyond Nancy Pelosi, beyond Lindsey Graham, Jeff Flake, Jerry Brown, all these people. He's proposing now 1.8 million dreamers. And this is beyond the dreamers. He's expanding this. Doing a little bit of trimming on chain migration. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. And this isn't, as I said at the top of the hour, this is not some off-the-cuff remark that he did at a press conference. This is a White House position presented by the hawk, Stephen Miller, the hawk on immigration. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. I thought it was let's make America great again instead of let's make a deal. And if you look at this in terms of negotiation, I think it's an epic failure to start out by giving away the country. Giving away the country. And the Democrats aren't happy with it. They want, they're not happy that he more than doubled the number of people that they were talking about getting, allowing to stay. Giving them amnesty also. Giving them citizenship also. And more than doubling it. That's not enough. No. He had a few little things in here to protect the border. They don't want that. They don't want his wall. And we'll talk about how effective the wall is going to be when we follow these kinds of policies before. We've seen all this before. We've seen this with Ronald Reagan. We've seen this so many times. Amnesty now, citizenship now. We'll do something about immigration later. That's basically what this bill amounts to. And I've been seeing this happening for a long time. Kind of holding back my fire because everybody says, give him time. You know, he's eventually gotten it right on some other things. And, so I don't know. I don't see it happening. You know, we see the Super Bowl tickets prices falling, as I was mentioning before we went to break at the top of the hour. They fell $1,200 between Monday and Tuesday, and they've continued to slide. Why is that? Well, it's because we're fed up with the disrespect of the NFL for our country, for our flag, for our anthem. And yet, for these people who at the time the White House was putting this policy together, and President Trump was saying, yeah, I think we're going to give them citizenship. He's got these dreamers standing outside the White House with signs that say, no borders, no nations, F your deportations. You think those guys are going to stand for the national anthem? No. They aren't. And it's gotten so bad that we now have Vince McMahon saying he's going to revive the XFL. He had a different football league at one point in time. He says he's going to make a distinction. He's going to have in the XFL, he's going to require players to stand for the national anthem. He says it's going to come back January 2020. We may not even have a national anthem by then at the rate we're going here. He said they will also bar anyone with a criminal record from playing in the league, making a key distinction with the NFL. So you can be a criminal and you can play in the NFL. And he's actually going to put more restrictions on playing in the XFL than we've got for coming into this country. Because these people who came in here and their parents, and some of these people were not brought in by their parents, they just came in under the age of 18. And that includes all the MS-13 people who have taken over the town that my wife grew up in on Long Island. That's been taken over by them. That's now become El Salvador. the worst parts of El Salvador. And so these people who came in, they began by breaking the law. We forget that these are foreign citizens criminally trespassing. That's why we called them illegal aliens before the PR spin of the establishment media, calling them undocumented immigrants. Well, they're about to get their documents, courtesy of President Trump. He's going to present them with their documents. Maybe he can sign each one of these in a Rose Garden ceremony, because he's got he's so proud of the fact that he's giving 1.8 million Dreamers citizenship. He went on to talk about the XFL. So we're evaluating players based on many things, including the quality of human being they are. If you are any sort of criminal record or you commit a crime, you aren't going to be playing in this league. Yeah, but you can come into this country. No problem. No problem. No borders, no nations, F your deportations. That's essentially the plan being put forth by the White House and Stephen Miller. As Breitbart pointed out, this is a blog from Joel Pollack, Blue State Blues. He said, this week, illegal aliens stormed Capitol Hill, demanded Congress legalize Obama's unconstitutional DACA program. He said, but the DACA kids, quote unquote, don't simply lobby elected representatives as Americans typically do. No, these guys are Antifa resistance. But as they put it, they are resisto. Instead, they staged a mock funeral in the Capitol building. They accused Republicans of killing the dreams of our people. Our people. See, they're not part of us. They didn't come here to be a part of America. They came here to take America over. They invaded and occupied the Senate office of Senator Tom Tillis, who is a globalist and favors amnesty for these people. So they go after Tom Tillis, shouted, F this conservative, F this person. And the bewildered staff looked on helplessly and was like, but we're your friends. We want you. We want you in this country. They hurled racial abuse at Marco Rubio. I reported this yesterday. They accused him of white passing. Oh, you're white passing now, aren't you, Marco Rubio? Because he wants a little bit of controls. Yeah, he wants amnesty for these dreamers, just like Tom Tillis. But he wants to be able to have a little bit of control. You're not going to get that control, folks. You're not even going to have control. You're not going to have control of the House. You're not going to have control of the Senate. I'm not voting for you guys anymore. I'm done. I'm done. You can call me the XPL. I'm an ex political party guy, and you put the L in there for liberty. I don't really give a F about their politics or their political parties any more than these dreamer Antifa fascists care about our country. Not content with attacking the Republicans, the DACA kids, these young kids, these little babies, you know, the 8-year-olds who came here with teddy bears that Glenn Beck went down to the border to meet and to give them teddy bears and everything. You know, that's the narrative that was being sold to everybody by the mainstream media, by Glenn Beck, by all these Republicans. We thought that Donald Trump was going to be different. No. They then went to Chuckie Schumer's house. They said, if he won't let us dream, we won't let him sleep. So they shouted at him all night in Spanish and in English. Then they go to Nancy Pelosi. They demand amnesty for all the illegal aliens in the U.S., not just for dreamers. They said, all of us or none of us. See, these people are beyond Chuckie, Nancy, even Bernie. Even Bernie. As he points out, the activists behave as if they're entitled to amnesty. They threatened Republicans with political extinction. It's not just Republicans that are going to be extinct. It's America, folks. This is an existential battle. This is an existential battle. That's why when I said yesterday, you know, it was very, very moving to watch Darkest Hour. One of the things that happened to Churchill, as he's there and he's got all of his political opposition within his party, as well as the political opponents from the other parties, bring on a coalition government to fight for the country's existence. And, of course, a lot of these people wanted appeasement with Hitler, and they were plotting his demise. And he started to think, well, maybe I'm wrong. And what he would do, they have a very moving scene in the film that takes place in a subway where he talks to people and asks them what they think about this. Do you guys want to sue for peace with Hitler, give up, try to appease him? They didn't. And that's the thing, is that Trump needs to listen to his voters. He needs to go back and reconnect with the people. He's been in Washington too long. Usually, the Washington dementia doesn't set in so early. You know, where you go to Washington and you forget who sent you. You forget why you're there. You forget what you said, what you promised. You lose the ability to read the Constitution. You eventually lose your vision and you forget who you are. Well, you know what? We don't forget. We don't forgive. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Horse with no name. Now we've got a party with no leadership. You know, there were three things that were very important that all had to happen. All three of them had to happen. Fail on any one of those and you lose the country. The first one was TPP. President Trump did that very first day. Get us out of these mechanisms to control our economy and put us under an unaccountable, unelected globalist body to manage our trade and our economy. The second thing was the Paris Climate Agreement. It was kind of slow getting there. Took about 6 months. All these people that were around Trump kept pushing him in the other direction, shaming him, telling him he was going to destroy the earth if we didn't allow, again, in the same way, a multinational globalist organization unaccountable to us to determine what our economy was going to be. But also, that would also set up the ability to have a globalist tax regime to not only determine what our economy was going to be, which industries and which countries would succeed or fail, but also to impose a global tax on us. That's the whole point of the global climate change issue, is to create that impetus for a global tax. He stopped that. There's been some big gains in at the EPA and other places to push that back. But the third thing that's essential is to make sure that we have borders, that we have laws, that we don't allow people who came here illegally in defiance of our borders to destroy our nation. And that's precisely what these people are bragging that they want to do. They go to the White House, they go to these establishment Republicans and Democrats who want to give them amnesty and citizenship and yell, F you, and stand outside the White House and say, no borders, no nations. I agree with them. No border, no nation. If you don't have borders, you don't have a nation. If you don't have the rule of law, if you don't have the ability for a population, we had immigrants who came here and created this country. What was the basis of this country, however? It was to be a system of laws that protected our property, our rights, our liberty. And we have people who just want our property now. They don't care about our rights. They don't care about our liberties. They don't care about their rights or liberties. And that's true of most Americans who've been here for several generations as well. But now we're importing them by the millions and telling them to come in. You've got California out there saying, we're going to register. We're going to send in, sign up for a driver's license. We're going to send you in to register you to vote. That begins April 1st, April Fool's Day. How appropriate. Now they're saying, well, we're going to give a different kind of driver's license to somebody if they can't produce all the ID. So it's not necessarily, no, they're going to make it that way. They've already had cities that are doing that. But now we've got President Trump saying, I'm going to do that for 1.8 million. You wanted 700,000, 800,000, tell you what, I got a deal for you. Let's go to 1.8 million. That's the kind of deal he's making here. I mean, he's a dealer. He's a dealer. And you've been had. You've been had. Trump immigration proposal. From Stephen Miller, 1.8 million given not only amnesty, but citizenship. This is what Trump said in September. Quote, President Trump. Trump said, we're not looking at citizenship. We're not looking at amnesty. We're looking at allowing people to stay here. And I said at the time, well, that is total BS. I said, I don't know if he's gaslighting us, or if he's gaslighting the Democrats. Well, he's gaslighting us, we can now see. As some have called him, Amnesty Don. Amnesty Don. They're putting out citizenship. Not just letting them stay here, not just amnesty, but citizenship for these people. But he gets his wall, he say, thinks. We'll see about that. Democrats are pushing back already. It's not enough that we give more than double the number of illegal aliens violating our laws, these foreign citizens violating our laws. It's not enough that we more than double that. They don't want to have any strings attached. They don't want any more border security. And guess what? You're not going to get it anyway. You put it in the bill, it's not going to be there. We've already seen this happen with Reagan and many other times. They always say, look, we're going to give these people already here. We don't want to throw them out. That would look bad. It'd make me look like some kind of a tyrant to actually deport people. We're going to let them stay, but we're going to fix the borders. We'll do that eventually. Well, that was 1986, and here we are, 32 years later, and we're back in the same situation, where they keep kicking control of our borders down the road while we keep handing out green cards and amnesty and bringing people in. As the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies says, there's real potential for disaster here. The president hasn't sold out his voters yet, but I think it's important that his supporters are making clear to him that they're keeping an eye on him. And so I have to ask this guy, you know, what would be a sellout? Would it be a sellout if we did 2 million or 3 million or 4 million or 8 million? Because that's really the kind of numbers that we're looking at here, if you really look at the plan. And he comes back and he, after he's looking at this plan, he has a lot more criticism for it than it appears in that particular quote. Corey Stewart, a Republican Senate candidate in Virginia and a vocal Trump ally, said there's a Trump movement and it's not necessarily about Donald Trump. That's the question. Are we going to worship the man or are we going to follow the principles that he laid out, whether or not he follows them? See, that's the question. I was very concerned during the campaign when President Trump said, I could shoot somebody in the middle of the street and my people would still love me. And I thought, that's looking like a cult of personality to me. And it looks like he's buying into this and thinking that he can do anything. He can take the heat, he said. I can take the heat. That's what he said before. Well, good. Let's give him some heat. He says it's about the things. This is what Corey Stewart said. There's a Trump movement that's not necessarily about Donald Trump. It's about the things that Donald Trump campaigned and stood for during his campaign. Ultimately, every elected leader needs to stay true to the message that they ran on. Otherwise, people will leave them. We have another chance. You know, we voted for Donald Trump, and what we've gotten now appears to be Jeb Bush on this immigration issue. And as I said before, there were three issues. All three we had to get the right decision on, or we lose this country, and we lose it much faster, at a much faster rate than we're losing it right now. And we just missed the key thing. And the key thing that was the beginning of his campaign, that's where he got traction. He's just doubled back and betrayed the people on the key issue of his campaign. This is going to have a $25 billion trust fund for the wall. It's always the wall. And this is a trust fund. And I would ask you this. If he's going to build this wall, he says, well, some people say 7 years. I say I'm going to build it in 1 year. If you're going to build it in 1 year, why do you even need a trust fund? Why do you even need that? I don't think it's going to happen, quite frankly. Because do you think that President Kamala Harris is going to finish the wall for President Trump? Do you think the Democrat and majorities in the House and the Senate after this year, do you think they're going to finish the wall? If he does get it finished, if they don't lose their majorities, if he doesn't lose re-election, do you think that this is going to be a monument? I mean, I'm looking at this thing and saying, what is this fixation with the wall? It could be effective if you would do the other things, if you had the background, if the backbone and the intestinal fortitude to stand on your promises for the American people. Yes, it would be an effective tool as part of overall immigration. It isn't going to do it by itself. And it isn't going to stand once these dreamers elect their politicians.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's talk about the details of this bill. I may have already lost the Trump cult, but let's talk about what the details are here. Am I being unfair to President Trump in terms of this bill that has been put out by Stephen Miller? The deal is this. We've been told 690,000 Dreamers, people who got DACA exemptions. And again, that is nothing other than a memo from Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, Director, whatever, under Obama, saying that she wasn't going to enforce the law. She's going to defer that enforcement, deferred action. So it wasn't a law, but it was Obama's policy to bring in as many foreign people as possible and then to eventually give them amnesty and citizenship. So President Trump has said 690,000. I tell you what, let's make it 1.8 million, 2.5 times, 2.6 actually. And then doing things like they say they're cutting illegal, they're cutting legal immigration. So we'll talk about that. That's, I think, a head fake, and I'll show you why that's a head fake. Saying that they are going to end chain migration, but they still want to protect the nuclear family. Still got wiggle room here. You know, who's going to protect the American family? We keep getting nuked by these politicians that we send to Washington, whether they're Republican or Democrat. They keep nuking the American family. Who's going to protect our family? No, they're not concerned about that. And immediately, we have an end of the lottery system, they say. Okay. But then we're going to talk about the visas and the expansion of the visas that are part of this as well. So we're going to end chain migration. No, not exactly. We're going to still allow the nuclear family to come in. And of course, that's just a policy or executive order away from somebody else, from this president or from the next president, to change that. And they said that it's not good enough for the Democrats. So the White House plan immediately provoked the ire of the Democrats, who will likely fight to water down the changes in the negotiations in the coming weeks. And guess what? They're going to throw it all away once they get a majority, once they get somebody in the White House. And when you look at this from a negotiating standpoint here, what are the throwaways? You go into a negotiation. You typically, if you're a good negotiator, you come in and you say, you ask for more than you expect that you're going to get. So you've got some things here that you can throw away, that you can give up as part of the negotiation. Are they going to negotiate chain migration? Well, I mean, it's still there. They didn't end it. And so the question is, all he can do now at this point on chain migration is to expand it from the quote unquote nuclear family to the extended family, which is where it's been all along. Do they have a throwaway on citizenship? I mean, he's already thrown that away. He's thrown that in the pot. He gave away the whole enchilada there. He didn't just give them the ability to stay. He didn't just give them amnesty. He gave them citizenship. That's what's on the table right now. So what's the deal with there? I mean, if you were saying, well, we're going to let him stay here, and we're not going to call that amnesty. I mean, that would have been amnesty anyway. We're going to let him stay here, but we're not going to give him citizenship. Well, then that would have been a negotiating tactic for the Democrats. But he already threw in citizenship. There's citizenship in there. And so the only thing that I see here that he can throw away is the lottery system or the cuts on legal immigration. That's the only thing that the Democrats are going to negotiate with him on. Of course, they say they don't want any restrictions on it. They want clean citizenship for all of these foreign citizens criminally trespassing, getting their free education. And by the way, when we talk about free education, we got New York's Governor Cuomo wants to give DACA people, these foreign citizens who've already gotten free education, K through 12 or whatever, they came in here under 18. He wants to give them now free tuition at New York State colleges. Not the Americans, just the foreign citizens who come here violating our laws, shouting, no border, no nation, F your deportations. Those are the people that Cuomo wants to give free tuition to. Not the Americans, not the people who have paid the oppressive taxes in New York. No, the free tuition goes to these people, just like the illegal aliens can come in and get in-state tuition in any state. Americans can't do that. Americans, their kids can only get free in-state tuition in the state in which they were born and raised, where their parents live and pay taxes. Oh, but that's right. We're told that these foreign kids don't have parents who live here and pay taxes. So we'll just give them a free ride anywhere. Free ride anywhere. That's the way these guys are. So what are the Democrats saying? Well, Dick Durbin emphatically rejected this. He accepted, however, the concession of 2.5 times the number of Dreamers that they were asking for that President Trump threw in there. And he accepted the path to citizenship that President Trump threw out there. But then he said Dreamers should not be held hostage to President Trump's crusade to tear families apart and to waste billions of American dollars on an ineffective wall. And so Breitbart asks, in negotiation theory, one of the most basic mistakes is to bid against oneself. What's going on here? What's going on here? Is the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal bidding against himself? The White House seems to have made that error, establishing 1.8 million Dreamers as the new anchor, as a new minimum target for amnesty and citizenship. And so in another analysis, in terms of looking at these things that we put in here to control immigration, they say, well, here's the White House plan in a nutshell. Big amnesty now, just like we saw with Ronald Reagan. Nothing for Americans, at least not until at least 2027. And here's how this works. This is, there's some really, really big loopholes here. You know, and when you allow these loopholes, when you allow the number of people, they're going to end the diversity visa lottery, but they're going to still have the visas for the people who want to come in and work cheaply for the big GOP donors. See, the Republicans want cheap labor, and the Democrats want voters to vote our system of government out of existence. What remains of it? And so the lottery program would be ended, but the 50,000 lottery visas per year that are given to other immigrants, not so much. It's not going to reduce the wage-lowering inflow of cheap labor, points out Breitbart. So you're going to have this, everything is being done supposedly to protect our jobs, right? We're all going to get a national ID card with biometric information on it to control our movement in and out of the country, to control our movement within the country, to have us go to Washington to get permission to work. And that's all there to protect our jobs. And I can't tell you how many people said, oh, gee, I want that to happen. We need E-Verify. We need to stop these other people from taking our jobs. Well, why don't you think, let me just ask you this question. Why do you think it is that the Republicans would propose a national identity card with biometric information on it that they would mandate for everybody? But they won't do anything to end the H-2B visa program or the H-2C visa program or all these different acronyms on it. They got all these different visa programs for different industries, for the tech industry, for the service industry, for the agricultural industry. Any industry that wants cheap labor from abroad, you can insource the laborers. You know, they can outsource the factories and then they can bring the laborers in under these visa programs, and they're increasing those. Why would they do that if they were really trying to protect your job? Do you smell a rat here? These same people who tell you they got to have E-Verify to protect your job are coming up with all kinds of exceptions to bring in people by the tens of thousands per industry. Each industry has got its own little visa exception to bring in foreign workers. But don't worry, they're going to give you a national identity card to protect your job. They're playing us like suckers out of Washington, aren't they? They've got a pipeline of pending chain migration immigrants that includes roughly 4 million people. That's why Breitbart said 2027. They've got a chain of that. Many of those people are unskilled. Many of them are too old to work. And so now that automatically takes us from 1.8 million to 6 million. We're starting to get to a little bit more honest figure about the amnesty, about the citizenship, about the welfare programs. That population is enough to keep chain migration pipeline open for another 10 years. And then we can take a look at what's going on like we did under Ronald Reagan. If you want to call in, I'll give you that number. If you want to comment on this, the number is 888-201-2244. If you want to join the program and comment on the DACA program.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. I want to get into the details of this program as we're talking about it. Are we really having a proposal? Of course, the Democrats are saying we're not going to do anything to control immigration here. We'll take your increase of 2.5 times the number of DACA recipients that we wanted to keep here and give not only amnesty but citizenship. Oh, you want to do that? Okay, you want to go from 690,000 to 1.8 million? Cool. That's a starting place. Yeah, let's do that. And as I just pointed out, we got a pipeline backlog that's going to go for another 10 years. That'll add another 4 million people there under the current situation, even if they do this. So we're really talking about 6 million people. There's not anything here that I see that is negotiable other than, take the wall fund up to $25 billion, maybe, he's putting that up higher so they can talk him down. That's a higher figure than I've seen before. That's the only thing I see here as a throwaway and a negotiation deal. The rest of this stuff, he's given the farm away. He's given the country away, folks. That's what's really going on here. So we're going to talk about this. I mean, the guy from the director, Center for Immigration Studies, Mark Kerkorian, who had said, well, this doesn't look too good, but let's take a look at this. Now he's saying everybody's getting in. He said a one-year grace period for chain migration for people is understandable, but for everybody on the waiting list to be able to come in, that's absurd. Yeah, it is absurd. This deal is absurd. And the Democrats say it's still not good enough. And you still got the Dreamers out there saying no borders, no nation. I agree with that part of it. Real quickly, we've got some sales at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this operation, funds this program. We've got some of our newest products, BodEase, which is a great way for your body to fight toxins and support your liver and reduces inflammation. Take a look at that new product. It's right now at an introductory price of 50% off. We also have CellForce and the Real Red Pill. Both of those 50% off. A couple of other new products, Carnivore and Floor Life, are at 33% off. And Alexa Pure Breeze is back in stock, and we've got a discount of $50 off of that. A great way to freshen the air, to clean the air. It doesn't just freshen the air. It's not putting out some perfume. It's actually removing particulates and odors out of your house. It does it very quietly. It's a very nice-looking product. It automatically monitors the stuff and turns itself on and gives you a very discreet indication of the air quality status in your home. That's a nice product. That's something that we use in our house. I really do like that. That's now $50 off. That's Alexa Pure Breeze. And you can find all those products at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to go to the callers here in just one moment. If you want to join the program and talk about the DACA caca that is coming at us right now, it's a mountain of it. The number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Just real quickly, I want to go back and revisit what happened in 1986 with President Reagan. As they're saying now of this program, the plan fails because it front loads the amnesty, but it delays any gains that we might have, any safeguards, any security. That's delayed. We saw the same thing happen in 1986 with Reagan's plan. And yes, guess what? It wasn't delayed. It never happened. That's why we're here in this situation right now. And as the director of the Center for Immigration Studies also said, he said if some Democratic Congress and Democratic president takes over 7 or 8 years from now, they can easily change all that. And the result would be no reduction in immigration. Who knows what a President Kamala Harris will do at that point? And I would say that's the same thing in terms of this wall. If fully completed, the $25 billion border wall might cut legal immigration partially. But if they're going to continue to allow 150,000 foreign workers and they're saying that they would estimate that it might cut the illegal immigration by 150,000 foreign workers. But if we continue to allow the legal inflow of 1.1 million legal immigrants, and as I'm pointing out, even as they're giving us a biometric national identity card, the Republicans proposing this, they're still leaving in these visas for cheap workers, industry by industry. And we got 1.1 million legal immigrants coming in to take jobs. 3 million short-term visa workers coming in with these programs, and they're increasing those numbers. So if you cut the people coming across the border with this wall, and it's not going to stop everybody coming across the wall. You know, this is going to be, it would be a very helpful tool if they did the other stuff. But if all you do is build a wall, it isn't going to work because you're going to have a massive magnet. That promise of eventual amnesty and citizenship of anybody who gets across the border. And that's what we've been telling people since 1986. And that's going to keep the people coming. So you can build that wall if you think that's some kind of a monument to yourself. I mean, that's all I can imagine what they're doing with this, because you can get around the wall, you can get under it, you can get over it. They're going to have professional human traffickers that'll be able to get around that. They might just buy a ticket and fly in. Who knows? You know, overstay their tourist visa. There's a lot of different ways that you can get over the wall. You can come in on a commercial airplane if you want to pay the money. I mean, you talked about the anchor baby tourists coming from China paying $40,000 to $80,000, and they're advertising on the website. Hey, look, you can get 13 years of free schooling for your kid. They get automatic citizenship here, and you don't even have to pay for the hospital costs when you have your baby here in America. And then they can bring you in because they're an anchor baby. And see, Obama created this whole class of anchor babies who were never even born here. But now we're treating them as if they were anchor babies. You know, there's an interesting perspective about all of this, as Mint Press was pointing out. And they're upset because they think that Obama has been making some comments towards black people that they don't like. They say Obama being black was perfectly suited to deliver the racist message. I mean, I look at that. From what I've seen, I think he escalated racism in a way that I've never seen in my lifetime in this country. He was given a pass because, you know, a black person cannot be racist, according to the people who run our educational institutions. So he was given a pass on that. So he could escalate racism. And in the same way, they said Nixon, a guy who was known for being impeccably anti-communist, only Nixon could go to communist China and bring them into the globalist economy, which then trashed our economy. And I would say this, when we look at what's going on here, I would say only the most strident border control candidate that we had running, the only one that we had running, only the most strident border control candidate could do to us what this bill will do to us if it passes. 1.8 million. Ted Cruz is back out saying this is inconsistent with the promises that we made. Again, you know, when I look at the choices that we had in this last election, we certainly didn't want to have Hillary Clinton. And we look at the rest of the Republicans, they would have done what Donald Trump is doing right now. We knew that. So we were hoping that maybe he would be true to his word. Now that's looking as if it's not true. He's breaking the promises he made to us even in September when he said no amnesty, no citizenship. Now they're talking about citizenship. And the other guys in there, I mean, you look at Marco Rubio, and he wasn't a natural-born citizen. You look at Ted Cruz, he's a Canadian. I mean, they weren't even qualified to run under the Constitution. But anyway, Ted Cruz is now saying, I like what he does as senator, for the most part. He said, I do not believe we should be granting a path to citizenship to anybody here illegally. Doing so is inconsistent with the promises we made to the men and women who elected us. You know, like the promises they made to end Obamacare that they never did. For some reason, that to me is utterly inexplicable. We see Republicans falling all over themselves to gallop to the left of Obama. That's he said this yesterday before we saw the number go from 690,000 to 1.8 million. You're talking about galloping to the left of Obama and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi giving them a number that is much bigger than they ever asked for. That's galloping to the left of Obama. Galloping to the left of Obama in a way that is contrary to the promises made to the voters who elected us. We need to honor the promises we made. And that's what I'm energetically urging my colleagues to do. Now, that would be nice. Wouldn't that be different? You know, wouldn't that be different? All right, let's go to the callers. We've got Josh in Oregon. Go ahead, Josh.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
So I was looking at a study from the Center for Immigration Studies on August 31st, 2017. It was an online survey of 2,000 DACA-eligible people and 200 follow-up interviews, and it found that 73% of them live in a low-income household, 22% earned a degree, but only 20% earned a degree, but 20% have dropped out of high school, 59%. Mm-hmm. Obtained a job, but only 45% increased overall earnings.
They're coming in. Hang on, we'll get that stuff on the other side. We've got to take a quick break. Yeah, they're our best people.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're taking your phone calls, and we were talking to Josh. We got to him just as we were getting to the end of the segment, and Josh is breaking down how the Dreamers are our very best people, aren't they, Josh? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So like I was saying, I was looking at a study from the Center for Immigration Studies, and it basically lays out how, very few of these people actually have a college degree. Many of them live in low-income households. Many of them did get a job under DACA, but they didn't actually wind up increasing their overall earnings. And then it goes on, it says 36%, only 36% have a parent with a bachelor's degree. And, you know, we get this narrative from the Democrats that these people are all, rocket scientists or something like that. And it's just not true.
The ones who have gone to college and gotten their free degrees, they've been taught things like no borders, no nations, F your deportations. That's the kind. They've basically turned them into Antifa socialists. But only about a fifth of them, as you were pointing out, only about 20%. It's kind of the 80-20 rule. They don't, most of them are not getting college degrees. A large percentage of them are not even finishing high school, even though we provide it for free at taxpayer expense.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, when you look at the overall cost of immigration, you know, it's not, there isn't a net benefit to, low-skilled immigration. Not at all. I mean, they're taking jobs from, American workers. And when you look at the strain on, you know, the emergency, the ERs that have to, you know, have to take care of, you know, these people that come in there, you're looking at the cost of, the schools, as you always allude to, we have to pay for that with our property taxes. And I was just looking at a Daily Caller article that highlighted a Harvard-Harris poll that says that 72% of Hispanic voters actually want a merit-based immigration system.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's people, we talk about the people who try to escape the violence in El Salvador, whatever, and come here. And then MS-13 follows them across the border because it's wide open. That's a problem. And even the Hispanic people who are here, the Hispanic people who came here illegally, you know, there's a lot of people from a lot of different countries who have come here legally because they wanted to play by the rules. They wanted to be a part of the system. And, whether they came in here legally or illegally, they're still concerned about the gang violence, the drug cartels, and that violence for the time being is focused on those Hispanic communities. So it's not surprising that they would like to see the border closed behind them when they come through. I mean, it doesn't do any good to escape to the U.S. if these guys can follow you right through the border.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's exactly the point. They're trying to escape the type of violence and poverty that, you know, that they were, you know, exposed to south of the border. And you know, it's just a shame that the blame somehow always gets put on American citizens and on Republicans in general. For these people that got brought illegally by their parents. I mean, the blame's never put on the parents who broke the law in the first place.
Well, we're told that if we do anything about it, after we've given them free education, that we're breaking up the family. And it's like, well, if you came here as a family, you can go home as a family where you're a citizen. The Mexican government doesn't want that to happen. The Mexican government, the consulates in all the different states are working very hard to tell these people how they can evade our laws. And so they could go home as a family if they sent their kids in. It's kind of like the situation I was talking about at Disney World in Hong Kong, where the parents couldn't get in, so they dropped their kids over the fence anyway. What's Disney supposed to do? Say, well, we don't want to break up the family, so you come on in as well. You can get a free ride everywhere you want to go. Well, these people are here for a free ride. You know, if they wanted to work, and again, it's another issue of if we're going to continue to increase these visa programs and all these different industries, why are we then putting on a national ID card and saying that you've got to ask permission from Washington to get a job? Well, I know why that's happening. I absolutely know why that's happening. All right. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate your call. When we come back, we've got some more calls. We'll go to them. We've got one more segment, and then we're going to be talking to a member of the European Parliament about Brexit and about Davos, which is going on right now. We had President Trump speaking to the globalist at Davos today, and he's going to be talking about an infrastructure bill. Much of that will be done by corporations, many of them foreign corporations, that will be setting up toll roads beginning next week. They're going to be start talking about the infrastructure bill. So stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be taking your calls.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to our callers about what they think about this proposal. 1.8 million dreamers. This whole thing is such a fraud. And there is no Dream Act. There is no such thing as dreamers. There is no law called DACA. It was a class of fantasy anchor babies created by Barack Obama's DHS secretary, Janet Napolitano, saying we're not going to enforce the law. I mean, this is just so fraudulent on every level. The idea that Sessions would be taking this to the Supreme Court and arguing about it now, it just got a lot worse. Trump said we're going to not just give, let them stay, not just give them amnesty. We're going to give them citizenship, and we're not going to do it for 690,000, that number that was floating around. Some people say 700,000, 800,000. Well, 690 was the official number. Now they say we're going to do 1.8 million. Okay, so let's talk to our callers. We got Joe in Texas. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. All right, let's go to... Are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Dave?
Doing good. Go ahead.
I want to talk about, that DACA bill, whatever, it's not what people are thinking what it really is, though. It's gonna, our country is divided now, but later it's gonna be even divided more, meaning, the people that don't go along with it, they're gonna become the terrorists now. But basically, it all ties into the biblical narrative, to the mark of the beast system. It's going to start off as something small, and then it's going to come into as like a chip or something that's going to come into your hand that's going to be tied into the whole World Wide Web, and you're going to be the World Wide Web.
Well, actually, we see as part of this, they're telling us they're going to protect American jobs while they extend and enlarge the visa programs for all these different industries. And then they say, well, we're going to have a biometric identity card where you're going to have to apply for the ability to work, to move, to travel within the country as well as in and out of the country. And all these people are saying, hey, that's great. We've had E-Verify since 1995. It's been voluntary. It's been mandatory for federal contractors. It's been mandatory in a few states like North Carolina. But now they're going to make it mandatory for everybody. And they're going to add to it a national ID card openly. And as we had a caller report last week, he said, look, you've already got, if you got real ID, they've already got a mag stripe on the back of it. There's a lot of stuff that's there. But they're taking it to the next level. And they're doing it openly. And when I look at these things, the wall is the one thing that is not negotiable. And this mandatory biometric ID card doesn't seem to be negotiable either. And so, you know, we look at these issues. I'm saying, okay, if you're gonna imprint me and you're gonna put me behind a wall, I'm starting to feel like I'm in a concentration camp. You know, it was the computer systems of IBM that were numbering the people for Nazi Germany concentration camps. They put tattoos on their arms for numbers and so forth. I'm starting to feel like they're cattle. I don't really like that. And I'm seeing that I'm not getting anything in return for this. They're not protecting the borders. They're not protecting the nation. This nation is going to be dissolved. I agree with you, Joe. We got a couple more people, and I got a guest coming on the next segment. Let's move to Tom in Florida. Tom, go ahead.
Hello, David Knight. Hey. I think we ought to do something about making sure we keep the law and get the anchor babies out as well as their parents.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I would like to see, look, I would like to see them end chain migration. I'd like to see them deport the people who are here illegally. I would like to see them do all the things for security. That'll do the security first. If they want to put America first, you put the security first. You don't put the amnesty first. We've already seen that done with Reagan in 1986. It was a fraud. Anybody who was alive at that point has seen what a fraud that is. This is a fraud as well. They're going to do all these things, and then maybe they'll even build a wall. But these other issues that are there, look, they're not going to happen. I don't even think the wall's going to get finished unless Trump can build it in one term. And it may not last. You can have these people, elect politicians who are going to tear it down. It would be very good as an overall comprehensive program. But if it stands alone, it won't stand at all. Your comments.
Yeah, really. It won't stand at all on its own. The people, the guys who live here all our lives ought to start telling them what we do really want to do with America and keep it America.
That's right. And to me, you know, they want to say, well, America's an idea. What was the idea about America? It's about protecting our property. It's about protecting our liberty. You don't do that by giving me a national identity card and restricting my movements, making me have your permission to move, to get a job, and so forth. That doesn't protect my liberty. That destroys the idea of America. Thank you, Tom. Let's go to Jefferson in North Carolina. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, you have the show, the go-to listen show right now.
Well, thank you.
So why is it that we have to prove that they're not terrorists? And by they, I mean the people that were being forced on, upon our culture, upending our political system, causing criminal gangs, ruining the wages of poor people and high-skilled people as well.
That's right.
Why do we have to prove anything? Why can't we just have a legitimate opinion, which is this simple? We don't want any more people. We don't need to explain ourselves.
That's right. You know, part of this is they say, look, you need to have more people come in because demographically the birth rates are going down. And there's a lot of reasons for that. There's sociological reasons for it. There are physiological reasons for it. The things that are in our food, that are in our water. You don't just have the birth rate go from as high as it was in Italy to just over one in a generation without there being something other than sociological change. But as the birth rate was falling, they were selling us this idea, the UN and George Soros, open borders people were telling us, you need to bring in workers because they're going to pay for your Social Security. It's like, no, they're not. What's going to happen, Jefferson, is we're going to see they're rapidly automating everything with robots. They're already talking about in just a few years, we're going to have 50% unemployment. What's going to happen to these people that are being brought in under these visa programs, the low-skilled, low-educated individuals who are being brought in as agricultural workers, as service workers, or even as tech workers? When they lose their job, they're going to be here. They're going to be demanding services and so forth. I mean, this is really a Cloward and Piven structure for destruction of our country, regardless of what happens politically. Your comment.
This is the best evidence that I can see that this is a global effort to destroy or to destroy all sovereign nations because they're doing it in every country in the world. And I have friends all over the world, and I can verify that.
That's right. That's right. Part of that are the regime change wars that the military-industrial complex has been doing. We've now got, just according to their figures, we've got refugees that are about equivalent to the population of the United States, just floating around looking for a home, they say, right? And so we got to bring them in. And then we've got to open up our borders for anybody who wants to come here as to improve their economic life because they want a free education or because they want a job in America. We have to make all of these allowances, and that is exactly what George Soros and his Open Society and others at the UN have been planning all along. And they're doing it right on time to lock us all up in the cities as they automate everything, take away our jobs, and we're right on time for the 2030 agenda from the United Nations. Thank you, Jefferson. Let's go to one of our other callers because we've just got a couple of minutes left here. Let's go to John in Toronto. Go ahead, John.
Hey there, David. How are you?
Doing good. Go ahead.
Just a quick plug there, if you don't mind. Our Real Red Pill is great. Super Female and Male Vitality got for the folks. Brain Force for everybody.
Good.
The best product by far I love is the Mason Iodine. Man,
yes.
You guys are doing so great.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, I love Brain Force. That's my favorite thing because I can really feel it immediately. Go ahead.
I was going to offer a different perspective here. I was thinking about Trump and, you know, how he always has these plans and you never really know what he's doing. I was thinking maybe this is genius what he's doing. These people have been brought in illegally by a lawless president. They come to the country and all of a sudden it's like, well, actually, you're not welcome here. You came in illegally. Did they really even know when they entered in? And is Trump, by giving them citizenship, is he showing the true spirit, the American spirit of the American dream?
I tell you what, these people are not going to be supporting the American system, and it is going to be the end of America. That's my opinion. Stay with us. We'll be right back with a member of the European Parliament. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1% to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're going to talk to a member of the European Parliament for Britain, Janice Atkinson. You can find her at her website, janiceatkinson.co.uk. There you can find some of her speeches, some information about her positions on politics. And, of course, we wanted to talk to her to find out what the state of Brexit is, because that is something, I guess the theme of the day is betrayal. There's been a betrayal of Brexit by the Conservative Party. Theresa May, as Nigel Farage has said, it's kind of turned into Theresa Maybe. And I guess maybe now she's Theresa Maybe Not. But we're going to find out from Janice Atkinson. She was elected to the European Parliament in 2014, she says, to secure a referendum on Britain's membership of the EU. And for 20 years, she's campaigned to leave the EU. She calls it sclerotic, undemocratic, expensive, unaccountable. Yeah, right on all of those things. And as she says, her politics are Thatcherism and conservative right. So I guess the lady is not for turning, right, Janice? Welcome.
Hi. Morning to everybody.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what the state of the divorce is. Is it going to go through, or is it going to be called off by Theresa May? I mean, what is happening with it? Because Americans, we followed it very closely as the vote was going up, and I was very excited to see it happen. I looked at it and said, hey, this looks like a Declaration of Independence. I'm all for people taking back control of their government, making government more local. And certainly these multinational organizations have been set up to dominate, to control us. And and that's what we were seeing in Britain. So I was glad to see the British people stand up and declare that they were going to take their country back. But what is happening in this process? It's been a very drawn out process. Is it going to happen?
It's absolutely going to happen, because 17.4 million people, 52% of the electorate, actually voted for it. And if we don't deliver, then I fear that there will be rioting on the streets and democracy is lost. I mean, the global elites, because they're meeting in Davos this week, you can see that they're frightened to death of losing control. You've got Theresa the appeaser, as we call her, just trying to appease everybody, rather than actually growing some balls like Margaret Thatcher and telling them, no, we are going, and we're going to have free trade deals. But we've got also the Secretary of State, David Davis. He's heading up leaving the EU department. And quite frankly, he's been dragging his feet. We actually voted to leave the EU nearly 2 years ago.
That's right.
In June of this year. But it took them 9 months to trigger the Article 50, which is the article that actually gives our notice to leave the treaties, etc. And they have been dragging their feet on this. Now, David Davis has made, so apparently, I watched it, a very important speech this afternoon saying that we're going to have this two-year transition period. Now, in that two-year transition period, we are handing over cash to the EU because they want a nice, orderly exit. I'm saying, no, you can't hand over cash to the EU. All the MEPs, British MEPs, will be leaving on the 29th of March next year. So we've got taxation without representation.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And you've had legislation without representation for a very long time as well, because they've been telling you to very fine degree what you can do in and out of your country, telling British fishermen that they couldn't fish in British waters. That kind of micromanagement, taking away government from the people, making it further away, more distant. So you've had legislation without representation. And once the British members of the European Parliament leave, you will have taxation without representation if you have to send them money. But what is this? What is the state of Theresa May? She's going along with the European Union on this, though, isn't she?
Yeah, but Theresa was always a Remainer. When I was part of the Conservative Party, she was head girl of getting more women into Parliament, etc. But as David Davis said to me once, well, we don't actually know what Theresa stands for. And 10 years old, we still don't know what Theresa stands for. Theresa stands in the middle, not saying very, very much one way or the other. But luckily, we have got people like Jacob Rees-Mogg, Liam Fox, who's the Trade Secretary, who's very close to America, lining up trade deals once we actually go. And one of the things that David Davis will be doing, the Secretary of Rex in the EU, in a few weeks' time, will be telling the EU we will be negotiating free trade agreements that will be implemented on day one that we leave. I mean, I was in Washington a few weeks ago, and I actually met Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of State for Commerce. Fantastic man. And I was in the room with a load of other MEPs from the EU, where he was reiterating his special relationship with my country and saying that don't take the poison pill of a corrupt deal that the EU want to have with you as a trade agreement, because it won't be a real trade agreement. You know, it's a protectionist racket. I'm the only one that stood up and gave him a standing ovation. And that's where we are with it. So I'm so pleased that President Trump is in the White House. I was there on election night at, drumming up votes for him and pushing him on. And he was the first one to come out and say that we will be at the front of the queue for a trade deal, because the sclerotic EU is a declining trade bloc. In less than 10 years, they're going to have less, they're only going to have about 10.
Oh, I froze there a bit.
Business. We're open for business, and so is the rest of the world.
All right. Yes, that's good. We froze, your transmission froze there for just a second, but we're back. Let's talk a little bit about that, because, you know, what President Trump always wants to do, he makes a big distinction between multilateral trade agreements and bilateral trade agreements. In other words, let's negotiate one-on-one with each country. And certainly, the United States, especially under President Trump, is going to be more than willing to do that with Britain. It's in both of our interests to have a trade. And he understands that. He's not a protectionist in that sense. What he does not want to do is see trade controlled by some kind of a multinational, multilateral structure. So that's going to be okay. You're going to be fine trading with the United States. But what about situations with Germany, or even with Ireland, which wants to say our trade is going to be, have to be negotiated by the European Union? What are you going to do about the rest of the European countries that remain in the European Union? How is that going to work out?
Well, at the moment, we export more to the EU than they export to us. And they seem to be speaking with one collective voice at the moment. But Angela Merkel hasn't been able to form a government. The populists are sort of marching forward, my friends from the Alternative for Deutschland and others. And behind the scenes, industry is saying to Angela Merkel and the French, you better do a deal. Macron sits on the fence. One minute he's a friend of ours, next minute he's a friend of French industry. But these people need us more than we actually need them, because we have a trade deficit of all of them. I mean, is Angela Merkel seriously saying that she's going to punish Britain for leaving the customs union? We are the biggest buyer of Mercedes-Benz, Siemens products, and beer, actually. And are the French not going to want to trade with us with nuclear power? They own some of our nuclear power stations, they run some of our electricity plants. Are they seriously saying they don't want to export their wine to us as well? We're the biggest buyers of wine in the world. So it's not going to happen. So the various federations of industry in the background are lobbying for this. But you can't think of the EU as a united bloc at the moment, because the populists, of which I'm part of which Trump is part of, Marine Le Pen nearly came to take the presidency from Macron. And
that's right. We got to go to a break. We're talking to Janice Atkinson. And when we come back, Ms. Atkinson, I want to talk to you about the fact that Europe is not a unified bloc. Even George Soros is wringing his hands about that. And there's a lot of things going on in a lot of different countries, and it's not just the industry versus the government. We'll be right back with Janice Atkinson.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help. As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You're taking the poison pill. Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, instead of looking forward to a low-tax, low-regulation economy, co-signed a letter with other EU finance ministers to denounce Mr. Trump's tax reforms. How dare he? As a Remainer, he is totally trying to sabotage a US deal. A few years ago, in a few years' time, over 90% of world trade will be outside of the EU. Why is Mrs. May shackling us to this failing bloc? Yes, business does need certainty, and that's why we should just walk away and move to WTO rules. Voters want an end to immigration. This deal doesn't do it. Voters want an end to the jurisdiction of the ECJ. But Mrs. May has signalled another 8 years. This is unacceptable. Let's walk away. Thank you for your time, Monsieur Barnier, but it ain't working.
Mrs. Smith.
That's Janice Atkinson. She's a member of the European Parliament for the UK. She's going to be there for a few more months, I hope, and then they're going to be leaving. The British delegate will be a delegation will be leaving the European Parliament as part of the Brexit process. And Ms. Atkinson is a conservative, as you just heard there, supporting the idea of lower tax, lower regulation, and self-government. She stands with others in the European Parliament, like Marine Le Pen, Geert Wilders, and others. And there is a fracturing within Europe of people who want to have their independence. I mean, we're seeing this happening in Catalonia. We see it happening with votes in northern Italy, people wanting to leave that particular country, whether it's Italy or Spain, and have government closer to them. But there's also a lot of tension in these other countries, as we were just talking about, Ms. Atkinson, as to what was going to happen in the relationship between Britain and Germany. Even if Angela Merkel wants to see herself as president of Europe, there are going to be a lot of economic interests in these corporations in her country, in Germany, that are going to say, but we still want to have trade with Britain. I think that is the wave of the future. And it seems like there's a tide that has been turned with the election of President Trump, what people voted for in terms of local self-government against globalism, as well as what we've seen with Brexit and these other movements for independence across Europe. Hello? I think we've frozen again. Do we? Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're back. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay, so what you were saying, there is this drive for independence by other countries. Yes, they've certainly been emboldened by what Mr. Trump has been saying, and they've certainly been emboldened by Brexit. But these people have always been there. They've always been the Eurosceptics. I mean, Greece is the basket case of Europe at the moment. They've got 50% youth unemployment, and the conservatives who are in opposition now, there's certain conservatives in their party that have got so frustrated, they formed another party called Neodexia. Same thing's happening in Spain. Now, the big test of whether people believe in the EU will come clear in Italy's elections, which happen on March the 4th. Now, my friend Matteo Salvini, who's well known in the United States, big Trump supporter, is going into coalition probably with Silvio Berlusconi, the Conservative Party. Matteo believes in having a referendum on the Europe and on the euro, and Italy's future within the EU. And so this goes on. My friends, the Freedom Party of Austria, have just formed the government with a young Turk called Sebastian Kurz, who's quite a sort of right-wing conservative, who rose through his conservative party on a ticket of securing borders and controlled migration. And the theme that is uniting all of us is that we believe in the nation state, that the EU has become uncontrollable. On one side, you have communists. On the other side of the parliament, you have the populace, which is us. But any piece of legislation that comes through is actually the hand of the communists are in there, and the enormous socialist bloc as well that the people are voting for. But in the individual nation states, they're now revolting, and they're coming over to us for real right-wing conservatism and saying, we want to secure our borders. We want to control the people that come into our countries. We will not have imposed migrant quotas like the evil George Soros wants and other people at the top of the union. And you've got the Visegrad countries, which is made up of Hungary, the Czech Republic, Romania, and Poland, who are saying no, and they're actually going at odds with the European Union, and the European Union is taking certain countries now to the European Court of Justice, saying that you directly elected governments of the EU, you're not allowed to impose your own laws. You're not allowed to control who comes into your countries and control your borders. We're going to sanction you. So this is, there's a real tipping point, and the first date of that is the 4th of March with the Italian elections.
You know, that's the other thing. It's the hypocrisy of the European Union on human rights, as evidenced by their lack of support for self-governance in Poland or Hungary, or in the case of Catalonia, where they would not say anything about the Spanish thugs who were coming in there beating people as they were trying to have an election. Everybody says, wait a minute, we need to get Brussels to say something about free elections, and don't you guys support democracy and self-determination? Nothing about that.
No, you're absolutely right. There's another country that's going to face a crisis in probably 18 months' time, which is South Africa. I came back from that country last November and stood up at the beginning of the Strasbourg session, which is our parliamentary session, because they're always talking about human rights, but it's only certain pets humans' rights that actually matter there. And I came back, it was Black Monday, there's been an enormous amount of farm murders in that country, it's almost lawless, and I said I would like to have a debate on the human rights abuses that's going on in South Africa at the moment. Oh no, can't do that, because you know the saintly Mandela's legacy is still there, but it's now been corrupted. So I'm having a debate on Tuesday, I've got people coming over from the South African Parliament. I'm going to have my own debate, because I think it's important that the world should know what's happening in South Africa at the moment. And actually, if things don't change in 18 months' time, if you think what's happening in Zimbabwe is bad, it's going to be an even worse bloodbath than that. So what my point about human rights abuses around the world, it only matters to the pet subject countries and also certain people around the world that the EU wants to support. They don't want to have overall democracy arguments and talk about the rule of law where countries they just want to turn a blind eye to.
You know, and it's that hypocrisy on human rights as well as their hypocrisy on diversity and on multiculturalism. You know, we're talking about all these different countries that have different languages, different cultures, different governments, different architecture. Everything was different about Europe. That was one of the wonderful things about traveling in Europe. Everything was a slow coast together. I mean, here in Texas, we got to travel for days just to get out of Texas. But there you could go to all these different cultures in Europe. And what they want to do is deny that to people. In the name of multiculturalism, they want to deny that rich tapestry of culture that used to be Europe, and they want to try to homogenize everything under their centralized leadership.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah. And within the European Union, they think that one size fits all. So one rule that you may hand down for Poland doesn't suit Britain, doesn't suit Greece, or doesn't suit Spain. So we just want to homogenize everything, erase our history, you know, some of our countries go back to civilization itself, particularly in Greece and Rome, etc. All that has to be erased. That was last year. And they're absolutely obsessed by gender wars as well. Last time I looked at that sort of high in 67 varieties of gender and climbing. and what they don't get is actually there is two genders. There's a man and there's a woman. Doesn't matter if you're gay, doesn't matter if you're a lesbian, there's still only two genders. And they try to impose this. I mean, Poland is a very Catholic country. It's just come out of 20 years of communist rule. And they are dictated to. You know, you will have open abortion for women. Now, again, I'm quite sort of libertarian on these issues. I know a lot of your listeners aren't. But when you've come out of communism and it's deeply Catholic, you can't just suddenly turn around and say to people, well, you know, you've got to have gay marriage because we have decreed that this is what works. And when an MEP stood up, a Polish MEP stood up and said, look, we can't just impose gay marriage just like that. We're a deeply Catholic country. One liberal left MEP from Sweden stood up and said, I think you're a disgusting creature and that I can't breathe the same air as you. And Poland recently, the new government has tried to...
Hang on, we got to take a quick break. We got a commercial break coming up. We're talking to Janice Atkinson. You can find her at janiceatkinson.co.uk. She is a member of the European Parliament. But as you can hear, they face the same problems there as we do here because it's globalism. We'll talk about Davos when we come back.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor?
That's right.
Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're talking to Janice Atkinson from the UK. She is a member of the European Parliament, but of course she's been fighting for British independence. They're trying to get Brexit through against the delays and the dragging of Theresa May. She said Theresa the appeaser. That's the way they're talking to them. She was never for Brexit, for independence, but the majority of people in the UK are, and they've seen the same types of pushback that we have seen here in America. They were all saying, you're going to have protectionism, you're going to have doom and gloom projections for the economy and so forth, and yet what have we seen? We've seen merely the expectation of tax cuts and of regulation cuts set the economy on fire after President Trump was elected. Once we got the tax cuts and the regulation cuts actually through, and there's been a lot of regulations that have been cut in the last year, and once the tax cuts went through, we have seen even politically left activist corporations like Apple and even Starbucks raising wages, hiring people, giving all of their employees bonuses and that sort of thing. And it is happening worldwide, as we're talking about in Davos. Even many of the people who don't like President Trump personally and they don't like his nationalism. They love the booming economy that they're enjoying worldwide. They're projecting that it's going to add about $5 trillion to the world's domestic production. And so I wanted to get your perspective on what's going on at Davos, Janice, as President Trump spoke there today.
Yeah, I know. It's, I think that Davos should just be left to the skiers now. The globalists get together for, you can have yoga, meditation, breakfast seminars. It's where the celebrities, the protesters, the spibs and the sharks go. But it costs you $31,000 to actually attend.
Well, these people can't afford it. I mean, they've got like 1,000 private jets that have flown in here. I mean, this is an air traffic control nightmare and a global warming nightmare for these people who are snowed under with feet upon feet of snow here.
I know. The hypocrisy knows no bounds. My own former chancellor, George Osborne, flew in. And this is the man that increased air passenger duty. So a family of four going on a hard-earned two-week holiday to somewhere like Spain or even Disneyland, it's going to cost them hundreds and maybe even £1,000 more to go. But, yeah, the 1,000 private jets fly in and they dictate to the rest of us. That's the hypocrisy that I absolutely hate. Rather than talking about, do we have the right political institutions to maintain freedom by experts meeting together? No. They don't talk about how we maintain freedom and peace. That's why I think it should be left to the skiers, because they're not talking about the real issues. Even Klaus Schwab, the founder of Davos, he didn't understand why people voted for Trump and Brexit. He didn't understand that he talks about them clinging on to the nation state and national sovereignty out of fear of change. I think that's just unbelievable arrogance. And then there's the British Davos member, the guy in charge of migration, this guy called Carly Kosa, a member of a British Empire member. That's a title bestowed on by the Queen. He claims that too much attention is focused on national security, terrorism, crime, and extremism. If the global elite are not there to discuss those things that really matter to us, the people, and that's one of the reasons why we voted Brexit and for Trump, then what is the hell are they there for? Just be honest about it. It's just the global elites coming together, have a good powwow. Okay, we're all fine. The world order is going to be okay because we can get rid of Trump and perhaps we can just airbrush Brexit out of history and we can all carry on. It's business as usual, but they're going to have a big shock coming to them because it's not business as usual.
That's right. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting contrast to look at Davos, as we've mentioned in years past. To contrast Davos with Bilderberg, at Davos it's all, you know, publicity, and they've got movie stars coming in. We got Elton John this year and so forth. We've had in the past Kevin Spacey. He was the king of Davos just 2 years ago, attacking Trump and anybody that was nationalist. But, you know, they have, it's very public, very open. They put all of the speeches out there and the different agendas, which in and of themselves are actually kind of frightening if you look at the details of those agendas. But when they go to Bilderberg, everything there is very, very secretive. And what they tell us is that at Bilderberg, oh, they're just getting together to have some private conversations, and we've got Chatham House rules, and so we're not going to tell you what's going on. When we were there in Copenhagen in, I think it was 2014, my wife got footage of Ed Balls, and he was coming in, and he didn't have his badge, and he started going through his carry-on luggage looking for it, and it opened up and spilled out, and it was nothing but paperwork. I mean, this was not his clothes and his shaving kit. This was a suitcase full of papers to do business there. That's where they really do businesses at Bilderberg, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And most of us don't get the chance to go there. Even though I'm an elected representative, I've never been invited to these things. And I certainly wouldn't pay $31,000 of British UK taxpayers' money to go off to Davos. These closed societies, it's a bit like the Freemasons, it's all the conspiracy theories, but that's where they come out of, and this is where they do their dirty deals. And people recognise this. And because of social media now, all this is being uncovered. You know, people are not duped by Bilderberg and Davos. You know, it bears no relation to how you pay your taxes. You know, can you afford to pay your heating bills because the global elite have decided that because of global climate change that they're going to put 20% taxes onto your gas and electricity bills. It's got nothing to do with that. You know, the education of our children, because of uncontrolled migration, we can't get children into primary schools and secondary schools here. But that's never discussed in Davos. No, it's the global elite thinking, okay, we can take in 10 million from Africa. We can take the people into the Middle East from the wars that actually we've caused. That's no problem because it suits them, because it drives wages down. None of that is ever discussed on the public platform. That's all done by dirty deals behind the scene. But luckily, social media now and fantastic shows like this is unearthing this and showing them up for what they are.
That's right. Yeah. When you look at some of the things that they openly talk about at Davos, things about, you know, chimeras and synthetic biology and artificial intelligence, but what they're looking at is the next level of control, because it isn't going to simply be bringing in people to break down a society. We understand, you and I understand, that that's what's behind the open borders. They're bringing in people from other countries deliberately to deconstruct these countries. But that's just the step one. Step two is to impose a very high-tech control structure. I mean, people like Zbigniew Brzezinski were openly talking about the technocratic elite, and it's been this technological advantage that they have that they're going to be really pressing in the next few years. So I think it's very, very important that we start to get our independence back, that we start to get government closer to us so that we can respond to those types of coming control structures on our infrastructure, on our society, on our communications, as we see these large companies that are always at these globalist confabs like Google and Facebook and so forth, imposing a kind of censorship on the internet.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Technology is fantastic, and artificial intelligence, if it's used in the right way, is absolutely fantastic as well. Your country's leading on this. My country's leading on this. But it's quite frightening to think about the numbers of unemployed. I mean, you've got the Rust Belt in your country, and the people that have just made unemployed, that there's no industry in the towns, that just become absolute Rust Belts. But that industry is now coming back because President Trump has recognized that you can't send business jobs abroad as well. And we've recognized this in the European Union. When you close down coal mining and nuclear industry, you send those jobs just outside. It's not helping global warming at all. All you're doing is pushing those jobs outside of your borders, and you've seen it in your country. And President Trump has made a stand. And what the global elite also absolutely hate, although they've got their own offshore tax funds, the rest of us have to pay higher taxes to pay for their fouled policies. And one of those is driving jobs abroad, or driving down wages at home, so that they can have the George of Soros version of the world we're all in one melting pot.
Exactly. And if you want to see through the fraud of all this, if you look at this Paris Climate Agreement that they're all having fits about, that Trump took us out of, what that did was that pushed power generation and manufacturing to China and to Italy, India, where they have the dirtiest power plants. So if you're concerned about global warming, you don't do that. It was simply a redistribution of the economy, and that is what all of these policies are ultimately about. We've got about another minute or so. Your final message to the American public on what's going to be happening post-Brexit, and about you got any predictions on how long that's going to take to happen as we're moving forward?
Well, we're actually going to leave the European Parliament on the 29th of March next year. So that's fantastic. I'll be leading that union flag out the door. I hope immediately the day after, President Trump is the first one to sign a free trade agreement with us. And then our Commonwealth partners in India, Australia. If we have one with the EU, that's fantastic. If they don't want one with us, we're not going to be part of a protectionist custom union.
That's a parade I want to see. Thank you so much for joining us, Janice Atkinson, and you can find her janiceatkinson.co.uk. I want to see that parade when you guys march out of Brussels.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs From specific farms, experience less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, it's amazing to see this happening. I mean, you know, here we've had the war on drugs now for 47 years. It's 1971 that we enacted a UN agenda, has marijuana as a Schedule One drug, which means that it has absolutely no medical uses. But we are allowed to take, by our benevolent government, they do allow us to take certain drugs, things like opioids, you know, fentanyl and other things like that. And that's really what is destroying this country. You don't need a gateway drug to get hooked on opioids like fentanyl. You just need to go to your doctor and complain about pain. They'll take care of the rest of that for you. And that's something that's being manufactured here legally in the United States. And it came out this week that they said, well, our biggest problem in controlling that is not the drug cartels like the Sinaloa drug cartel or MS-13 or some of these others. The biggest problem that they have is that you can just get online. You don't have to go to the dark web. You can just get online and order the drugs from Chinese companies. You can get generic fentanyl sent to you directly from China. That's how ineffective prohibition is. And when we look at the prohibitions that are going to be a part of these that have been offered in Congress to say that we're going to prohibit people from coming here to work as long as we don't have any punishment for the people who come here illegally, but we reward them with amnesty and citizenship. If we don't have any punishment for the companies that hire the people who come here illegally for jobs, but we reward them with visa programs industry by industry, as long as we have that, punishing the American people with a work control permit and prohibitions to work because we have to have background checks, that isn't going to work, just like gun control doesn't work. Conservatives should know better than that. And conservatives should be asking themselves why the visa programs are expanding for foreign workers while they're telling us that they've got to have E-Verify to stop foreign workers here. But when we talk about the drug program, what's happening now in Philadelphia, a lot of people are decrying this in the conservative sphere, saying that officials in Philadelphia are moving to open safe injection sites for drugs like fentanyl and heroin as the opioid crisis persists. But the state attorney general insists that there is no way that is safe to inject the highly addictive drugs. Now, I don't know that this is the right approach or not, but what I can say is that unless we stop using a hammer on everything that isn't a nail, we're never going to solve these addiction problems. I think at least when they look at this, and as I said, this may not be the right approach, but it is a move away from the idea that we're going to solve these addiction problems by using law enforcement only. That we have to treat this as a medical issue, as an addiction issue. And, you know, so I'm not totally opposed to this because it recognizes it as an addiction, as a medical issue, rather than killing people, beating people, locking them up in cages. That doesn't help anything. People who go to jail because of drug prohibition are still dying in federal jails, federal prisons, and other prisons from overdoses. So you can't solve it that way. And if you can't stop people who are in prison from overdosing and dying on drugs in jail, what does that say about the kind of society that we'll have to build in America in order to stop drug use by force? Yes, law enforcement is appropriate for many issues. And yes, law enforcement could be a big part of this. But first of all, it needs to be done at the local level. The federal government has absolutely no role, or should have no role, in this if we're going to have a constitution. And to me, the most important casualty of the war on drugs has been the Constitution and the rule of law. But of course, we don't follow the Constitution in anything, do we? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the Real News. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined by a Canadian activist who actually traveled to Burma, or Myanmar as it's now known. We talked to him just before he left. He was going there because of the conflicts there between Hindus and Muslims. It's been promoted by the mainstream media as the Muslims are the victims. He saw it as the other way. So he's going to tell us what he witnessed there. He'll be joining us in the next segment. And I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with the FBI. There's been an interesting development, which is kind of in the category of who knew. But a very interesting little data point here about the texts that were apparently lost by the FBI that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. And also something that I've had on my desk for a couple of days about FBI Director Mueller and his connections with the 9/11 cover-up. So I'm going to get to that in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that are on sale. Some of our newest products. We have CellForce, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. We have Alexa Breeze. That's our air cleaner that is we've had out of stock. We had a sale on that in the fall, and it's now back in stock, and we've got that $50 off. That is a great system to clean and purify the air in your home. It's very silent. It's attractive packaging, and it is very, very effective. A great product. I highly recommend that. We got that in the fall when it was on sale. Also, Carnivore and Floor Life, 33% off, and our newest product, Bod Ease, is now at an introductory 50% off. You can, it's a great way to fight toxins in your body to support your liver. It's an anti, it's got natural products in there like turmeric and many other things that are anti-inflammatory. And we just introduced that this week. It's called Bod Ease, as in making it easier for your body. And that is 50% off. Take a look at that product. Look at the ingredients. Do your own research. Make your own decisions. But I think you're going to like that. And it's 50% off. The products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com are what fund this operation. And we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about the back and forth. We were told that somehow Samsung lost 5 months of emails. And as a matter of fact, this is something that didn't just affect Peter Strzok and his lawyer mistress who were texting each other about an insurance policy to make sure that Trump didn't continue this corruption that we're seeing in terms of the law enforcement agencies and the surveillance state working together, using the tools that they've been telling us were there to protect us from terrorists and from bad actors and foreign governments to keep America secure. No, it was directed internally. And now they're doing it openly. We learned that from the Snowden leaks. We learned that they were spying on American citizens. And we learned that from the NSA whistleblowers like Bill Binney and others who began talking about this in 2001. They said, hey, this is turning into a dragnet surveillance of the American public. Rand Paul is talking about the fact they can go to FISA and get a search warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. That was never the intention of the Fourth Amendment. There's no way that you can fit that kind of abuse into the Fourth Amendment. Clearly unconstitutional, but that doesn't stop the government from doing whatever they want. They have the power to do whatever they want. But we've seen this kind of corruption in the FBI for some time. And so we said, of course, they didn't lose these. They have destroyed them or tried to destroy them, just like the IRS hid the evidence of political persecution against Tea Party groups under Lewis Lerner and Koskinen, the guy who just left as IRS commissioner. So they were telling us that they didn't, that it was because of Samsung bug that they lost all of these emails. And I said, well, there's nobody there by the name of Samsung, so they have to come up with a better excuse than that. It turns out that this bug only affected Samsung Galaxy S8 phones. FBI agent Peter Strzok had a Galaxy S5. Oh, gonna have to come up with a different excuse. Gonna have to come up with a different excuse on that one. Doesn't fly. Is this something new? Is this something new? You know, this has been going on a long time. Here's how FBI Director Mueller, who's former FBI director, court documents, reports Judicial Watch, court documents recently filed by the government further rock the credibility of Robert Mueller. They show that as FBI director, he worked to cover up connections between a Florida Saudi family and the people who have been shown to us by the put out as poster children for the 9/11 attacks. And quite frankly, yeah, I'll talk about this. I'll talk about how they put this out, how they try to project this onto the Saudis and then try to cover that up. That's what's going on there. But he tried to cover up any connections between this Florida Saudi family, that was, involved in, funding some of these people who came here that were used as patsies or stooges at the very best. And, Mueller was at the center of that. He was likely involved in publicly releasing deceptive official agency statements about a secret investigation of the Saudis, of these people who lived in Sarasota, who had ties to these so-called hijackers. Under Mueller's leadership, the FBI tried to discredit the story, publicly countering that the agents found no connection between the Sarasota Saudi family and the 2001 terrorist plot. The reality is that the FBI's own files contained several reports that said just the opposite, according to the Fort Lauderdale-based news group's ongoing investigation. Files obtained by reporters in the course of their lengthy probe reveal that federal agents found many connections between the family and between individuals who were identified as terrorists. The FBI was forced to release the once-secret reports because the news group sued in federal court when the information wasn't provided under FOIA. So here again is another connection to the deep state. They put these individuals out there as the patsies for this, and then they want to try to also at the same time protect the Saudis who were working with the CIA and others to put these patsies out there. And it's not the first time we've seen this. I said the other day, can't anybody remember? Of course, it wasn't widely repeated, reported by the establishment media, but they tried to just skirt the issue. It's like, look at this. The Bundys got away with this. These guys who were terrorists down there at Bunkerville. No, they weren't terrorists. The terrorists were the FBI. And that has been the case for a very long time. They went down there. They terrorized people with the BLM. They did things that were criminal against the law. As Ammon Bundy said, they came to kill us. They did. And that's why people showed up. This wasn't some kind of a threat against the FBI. They were in a defensive position. And they were the entire time. And that was eventually shown. And it was also shown that the Department of Justice worked with the criminals in the FBI and the BLM. One of the guy who was the lead agent, special agent in charge there, Dan Love, was convicted of multiple criminal investigations. And the judge who was running the trials, the previous trials, did everything she could to cover up and to conceal any information about the misconduct of Dan Love and other people in the Bureau of Land Management. She did everything she could to cover for the government to sell this for a fake narrative to the jury. And the thing that blew it up was one honest whistleblower at the BLM, Larry Wooten, who was conducting the investigation. He saw this stuff and he went to the Department of Justice prosecutor and he said, look at this. Did you know this? And the prosecutor said, well, I do now. And then a couple of days later, Larry Wooten was removed from the case. See, that's the way the Department of Justice and the FBI work together on so many cases. You're only hearing it about the Trump situation because you've got a large group of people who are supporting President Trump. But they've gotten so bold that they will come after the president. These same people. This deep state. This shadow government. But it's been going on for a long time. Again, if you go back and look at the many different cases, Ruby Ridge was another one, where they were eventually, the people involved there were exonerated. But you had the FBI's Violent Crimes Division. The chief of that was sent to prison for destroying evidence in the Ruby Ridge case, where they killed the wife of Randy Weaver, shooting her in the head, point-blank range, as she held a baby. That's the FBI. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to a man who's blowing the whistle on what's going on in Myanmar, a Canadian citizen who was censored.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life.
Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You know, there's an article today from the Gatestone Institute asking, are we seeing in Germany the return of the Stasi police state? And the reason they ask that is because there's a new censorship law. The German government is demanding that people they don't like be censored by social media, and it's got some very heavy financial penalties there. So if they label somebody and say, we don't want them on, then the social media companies like YouTube, Twitter, Facebook have to take them down, have to delete or block them for anything that they consider to be libel, slander, defamation, incitement within 24 hours of receipt of a user's complaint. And so that is, they've begun to enforce that law January the 1st this year. Now, the same thing is being done here in America and other places, although here in America, they do it a bit more covertly instead of overtly. Germany, they're fine with that. They got a history of doing that kind of thing, authoritarianism. Here in America, we have a thing called the First Amendment, and it's kind of bad form for them to be too open about it, although they've gotten amazingly brazen recently, being caught talking to Twitter, saying, why haven't you censored InfoWars in congressional testimony? The collusion is now out in the open. But of course, they maintain that it's still okay because they're just asking these companies to do this. They're not actually forcing them. And because the government isn't doing it directly, because they're doing it through their intermediaries, it's okay. Now, we're talking to Kevin J. Johnston in this segment, and he is out of Canada. He's experienced the same thing there, and there they're a little bit more direct as well. He's had social media platforms ban him because of what he had to say. And regardless of what he had to say, can't we have a free marketplace of ideas? I mean, if you don't like somebody's ideas, can't you debate them in public? No, you want to get the government to censor them. And it goes a little bit beyond just censoring on social media. He was also arrested for Islamophobia by a woman who has, with government powers, whose family has strong ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. But we talked to him about this just as he was going to Burma, or Myanmar as it's now known. And he was going there at the request of the of a Burmese community there in Toronto to tell their story, because they felt their story was not getting out in the mainstream media. You can find him at freedomreport.ca. It's for Canada, and we're talking to Kevin J. Johnston. As we last talked to him, he was leaving for Burma, and now he has returned. So we want to get an update, find out what he found out about Buddhists killing Muslims or Muslims killing Buddhists. What's going on in Burma, Mr. Johnston?
Well, thank you very much for having me back on the show. We managed to get into more than 40 villages that are currently inhabited, and we made our way up the northwest coast of Myanmar. We actually had to get permission to enter Mong Da, where a lot of the trouble had occurred. We needed that permission from the general of the army, but they recognized myself and my American friend, Rick Heisman, who is also an expert in Myanmar. We had approval within an hour to go. So we made our way to Sitwe, which is in the Rakhine state in the west of the country, and then followed the highway, if you could call it that. It's a dirt road that goes all the way into Mong Da and follows the Bay of Bengal. Now, when we got to Mong Da, what we found is more than half of the town was abandoned. Bengali Muslims had fled of their own accord, I might add, back into Bangladesh. But what we did find out is that the Burmese army, and this comes direct from Muslims who we interviewed, the Burmese army that's been accused of having killed countless numbers of Bengali Muslims, who are mistakenly called Rohingya, they don't exist, there is no Rohingya people, but the Burmese army killed nobody. They always shot in self-defense. As we've learned also, the Burmese army, whenever they did have to shoot, they always began with rubber bullets. The Burmese army has been accused of raping women, Bengali women. Muslims confirmed that that is not true. We also did find out that it was Imams and ARSA, which is the phony Arkanese Rohingya army that they have up there. They are essentially the Myanmar version of ISIS. They are the ones that instructed Bengali Muslims that, again, we all mistakenly call Rohingya, to burn their own villages down and go back to Bangladesh for the sake of propaganda. And that's where all of these photographs came in of people crossing over the river to get back into Bangladesh. It was never the Buddhists that attacked first. It was Buddhists that had no choice but to defend themselves. But even then, Buddhists don't fight, and nor do the Hindus who are there. So there were so many losses on the Hindu and the Buddhist side that the army had no choice but to come in. And everyone tends to forget that Tutali, where a lot of the supposed Rohingya murders had taken place. This was a place that Bengali Muslims attacked over 27 police posts, beheading police officers and proudly filming themselves doing so. They also had captured one of the military bases there, and that's when the Burmese army went in with rubber bullets first and then real bullets second. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted, let's break this down a little bit and for a little bit of background for American audiences who really haven't been following what's going on with Burma, with Bangladesh, and with the back and forth with the Muslims here. Break down the narrative that we've been told. Break down what is really going on between the Muslims, the Hindus, and the Buddhists in those areas. And as you said, there's a ISIS-like group that is affiliated with the Muslim groups. But kind of break that down a little bit and give us a little bit of a context for this conflict.
I would love to. Myanmar is predominantly a Buddhist nation. There are centuries-old statues of Buddha everywhere. And, of course, with Bengali Muslims having been brought into the area and moved in, they are dead set against Buddhism and against Hinduism. They had a very well-planned, well-coordinated attack, which was what we would call the biggest terrorist attack in the history of man. And they've attacked this country on three separate occasions so far, 2012, 2016, and last year in 2017 in August. And it's just massive amounts of slaughter of Buddhist people and Hindu people that are all peace-loving folks in southwest Myanmar. Folks that saw, people around the world that saw these Rohingya people moving back to Burma, this was set up as a big propaganda move to garner help from the United Nations for Bengali Muslims, which the UN then gave them. So I'll repeat what I said here. It was Bengali Muslims that moved eastward into the country on a huge plan to kill as many police, Buddhists, and Hindus as they possibly could. And they did a very good job of it. It was then that the Burmese army and the residents of Rakhine State fought back. But the mass exodus of Bengali Muslims back into Bangladesh, that one was instructed and set up by ARSA, which is the militaristic ISIS-like Muslim army that's in the Rakhine State and is still hiding in the mountains killing people today. In fact, we did get a phone call from the main colonel of that state of the Burmese army stating that one of the cities that we wanted to hit, Tutali, we couldn't go to because they were waiting for us. So the-
All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get a little bit more of the background, like how long has this incursion been going? How far did they get into this? Were they able to establish Sharia law in elements of southwest Burma? We're going to be talking to Kevin J. Johnston about what he saw in terms of Muslim, Buddhist, and Hindu conflict in Myanmar. We'll be right back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help. As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism.
Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Kevin J. Johnston. His website is freedomreport.ca. He's Canadian. And he was asked by the Buddhist community in, let's see, it's in Toronto. Mississauga, Ontario. To investigate what's going on in what is arguably either one of the largest refugee crisis situations or an invasion, I guess, depending on the perspective of the people that you have there. Now, you've said, Mr. Johnston, that there was no such thing as the Rohingya. Is that the name that these people have adopted? The Burmese government maintains that they're illegal immigrants who have moved into that area. They're saying they have lived there for generations. Is that what the people who are calling themselves Rohingya say?
Some of them, and when I say some, I mean a very small percentage, are generational, yes, because the British did bring in a lot of Bengali workers for the war effort. So, yes, there are some that are multi-generational, but it doesn't change the fact that the rest of them, and we're talking over 90%, are illegal immigrants. Yeah, they are illegal aliens, and the Burmese government is correct in its analysis that these are illegals.
So with some people that were brought in by the British government as workers, they became kind of a core there. Things are very difficult in both countries, I would imagine, perhaps worse in Bangladesh. They decided to establish a beachhead there. Is that your viewpoint, by making a push of Muslims from Bangladesh into this area?
Yeah, it was partly for work, and it was also partly to defend against the Japanese. You see, the Japanese made their way through Burma and Rakhine State. They were actually trying to capture Calcutta so that they could hold off all American supply chains. What happened here is the Buddhists that the Americans tried to hire, they wouldn't fight, but the Muslims would. So what happened here is the British and the Americans brought in not a copious amount, but certainly a large enough number of Bengali Muslims who liked to fight, gave them guns, gave them training, and instead of fighting the Japanese, what happened is the Bengali Muslims turned their weapons immediately back in the 40s on the Buddhist community and slaughtered 30,000 Buddhists in less than a week's time. So there's been that level of strife ever since then. But the major immigration influx did take place in the last 20 years, and of course, all of it illegal.
Okay, and what was the flashpoint? How long ago did this flashpoint begin, where you had individuals, as you say, an ISIS-like organization that came in there? Vast majority of the Western media is portraying this the Muslims as being the victims here. Why would they do that?
The left-wing narrative, unfortunately, is what's taken over all of North America. And I know it's especially bad on the west coast of the USA, but it's terrible in Canada as well, is that no one is checking their sources. And almost none of our major newspapers have any full-time staff anymore, any full-time writers. They certainly wouldn't put the amount of money into a trip like this that we did to do any investigative work. So they're actually buying a lot of articles from Australian and New Zealand children, from kids, who hear a couple of words here and there and put these stories together, and our Canadian media is just recycling those stories because it's cheap to do. You know, they're only paying 50 or 60 bucks in many cases for a story, and that saves them a ton of money. So it's a money savings thing, but it's also a matter of the left-wing narrative is still very prevalent in Canada. It's a terrible time in our country's history for this type of lack of information that's correct. All the information that we get is wrong. And it's gone all the way up to the highest levels of our government, such as Chrystia Freeland, who is our Minister of Foreign Affairs. She's demanding sanctions against the Myanmar government for this Rohingya slaughter, which never happened. There are no Rohingya people. The term Rohingya is a made-up term just like Islamophobia. Rohingya simply means old villager in Arkanese, the language. Hmm. That's it. That's all it means.
And so they're adopting this term to apply to all the people that are in there, including the ones who just recently come in.
That's correct. It's just a catch-all phrase now because the media in the West has picked up on this phrase. So now it's an easy one to repeat. In fact, a lot of the Bengali Muslims there are classes that they take on how to become a Rohingya refugee where they instruct you. You throw away all your identification. You memorize the small town that you're supposed to be from. And when you come across a UN vehicle or come across anyone who does not look like they belong in a Myanmar uniform, you put up your hands and say that you are a Rohingya refugee. They actually train them in this. This is an ARSA tactic. It's all propaganda. That's the worst part of it, is they've really endangered the lives of everybody in Rakhine State for the purposes of propaganda.
And, of course, we've seen that type of thing with the flood of refugees from Africa into Europe and so forth. It is same types of tactics that we've seen there as well.
Well, very much so. The only difference here is that the United Nations is also involved. You see, what they're doing is they're telling all these fake Rohingya people to go back to Bangladesh because they're promising that the United Nations is going to get them to Canada and America, Great Britain, Germany, and so on. This is what the UN is spreading around the Rakhine State. And the evidence that we have for this, which is all on film, I might add, is that there was in the burned out Bengali villages, which they burned out themselves, again, for propaganda purposes, in the Bengali villages, that's where we found UN blankets, UN maxi pads, UN granola bars, and steel cases, Korans. The UN was actually giving out Korans. But in all of the Buddhist villages and in all of the Hindu villages that were burned down by Bengali Muslims, there was not one piece of anything that had a UN logo on it. That's the reality of that country. The UN is completely distrusted by every single person who lives in Myanmar. And Buddhists are the most peaceful people in the world. And I'll say this. Myanmar is the safest Asian nation. It really is. The people are wonderful and beautiful. They just don't understand why Muslims hate them so much. But they don't understand why the Canadian media hates them so much. And I gave a speech in one of the embassies with a lot of folks that worked in local embassies, plus some of the ambassadors in Burma. And I broke down crying giving the speech. I had to apologize to these people on behalf of all Canadian media who are misleading the Canadian public. I couldn't get through my speech without crying. That's how beautiful these people are. I love Myanmar. I love the Burmese and the Buddhist and the Hindu people there. It's the Bengalis that have caused this problem. And they continue to do so. It goes right back to the book. The Quran tells them that they are superior to everybody and to take the land. But this is also, just so you know, it is an ARSA land grab too. There are many rice fields and many fishing areas that have been completely taken over by the Bengali Muslim groups. And it's driven fish prices up on the southwest side of the country, and it's driving up rice prices too. It's an economic war as much as it is a holy war.
And they're putting this out, the UN and the United States have said that this is ethnic cleansing, that it is genocide. And I imagine that they're, as you pointed out, they're going to be wanting to move these Muslim victims into Europe and into the United States as refugees. I mean, that's the end game, isn't it?
Well, that's what the UN is advertising, and that's also what ARSA is advertising. I don't know if it's true or not. I just know what's being advertised there. So I cannot.
It's just what we've seen everywhere else. The Muslims have historically for 1,000 years have conquered by the sword. It is a political structure as well as a religion. But now we have the United Nations coming in here and always relocating refugees and bringing that kind of unrest into Western countries to take them down as well as part of the refugee program.
Absolutely it is. And it's due time that Western countries just get out of the United Nations. I'm really hoping Donald Trump pulls the U.S. out because the U.N. is essentially run by Saudi Arabia now. And you'll find that they are first in line to help any Islamic group anywhere and never help out the other groups out there because they know there's just not a powerful enough media force out there to tell the truth about what the UN is doing. So they'll do what
absolutely
they want.
Right. Except they don't relocate them to, they won't let them come in, even refugees in a natural disaster, they won't let them come in and use the tents that they have, for the annual, pilgrimage there in Saudi Arabia. Thank you so much for joining us, Kevin J. Johnson. Again, you can find him at freedomreport.ca. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat wheat from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. President Trump was in Davos today speaking to the globalists. And we're going to play a clip of that speech in just a moment. And then we're also going to talk about the $1.7 trillion infrastructure package that Trump is planning to announce at the State of the Union. You say, well, wait a minute. I thought that was just $1 trillion that they've been talking about. Well, there's a lot of money that is going to be coming from private corporations, and they're going to be ramping up the thing that you've heard before as a private-public partnership. PPP. PPP may be as dangerous to our country as TPP was, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the new products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that are on sale right now. We have CellForce, the real red pill. Those were introduced back in the fall. They're 50% off each. Also, Carnivore and Floor Life, 33% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, the air purifying equipment, great device. This is something that we got for my family back in the fall when it was on sale. Love it. Absolutely love this thing. It really does clear the air. It's not an air freshener. This is an air purifier. Very silent, very attractive, sitting over in the corner, and gives you an update status in a very elegant way in terms of the color of the light to show you what the condition of the air is in case you don't know. I mean, when something happens, somebody fries something or something, it immediately kicks on, turns red, and clears it out in no time at all. Also, our newest product, Bod Ease, as in your body and easing the strain on your joints, easing the strain on your liver, as well as fighting toxins. That is now available at an introductory 50% off. All of those things at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps us independent. All right, let's play a clip from President Trump's address to the globalists at Davos earlier today.
The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again. America is the place to do business. So come to America, where you can innovate, create, and build. The United States will no longer turn a blind eye to unfair economic practices. I will always put America first, just like the leaders of other countries should put their country first also. But America first does not mean America alone. When the United States grows, so does the world. Only by insisting on fair and reciprocal trade can we create a system that works not just for the U.S., but for all nations. As I have said, the United States is prepared to negotiate mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements with all countries. This will include the countries in TPP. The United States is leading a very broad coalition to deny terrorists control of their territory and populations, to cut off their funding, and to discredit their wicked ideology. I am pleased to report that the coalition to defeat ISIS has retaken almost 100% of the territory once held by these killers in Iraq and Syria. We are committed to ensuring that Afghanistan never again becomes a safe haven for terrorists who want to commit mass murder to our civilian populations. America is a cutting-edge economy. But our immigration system is stuck in the past. We must replace our current system of extended family chain migration with a merit-based system of admissions. So together, let us resolve to use our power, our resources, and our voices, not just for ourselves, but for our people. That's what we're doing in America, and the results are totally unmistakable. It's why America's future has never been brighter. Together, let us send our love and our gratitude to make them, because they really make our countries run. They make our countries great. Thank you, and God bless you all.
All right, that was President Trump at Davos. And as you heard him say, he's that America is open for business. He's always said we need to have bilateral trade. He's never been a protectionist on that measure. Just did not want to have multilateral trade agreements that were negotiated by some kind of a supranational organization that was trying to exert its sovereignty over America and over other nations. And they are looking at this, as the headlines from Reuters says, at Davos, delegates talk down Trump, but they bet big on America. They're feeling the positive effects already. And the optimism of the American tax cuts and the regulation cuts, it is lifting all boats, even globally. That's a very good thing. What is not a good thing, in my opinion, is the, and I've talked about this earlier in the program, Trump coming into the negotiations on DACA, taking as a given the fact that we have to give amnesty and citizenship to the people who came into this country illegally in defiance of our laws and who stood outside of the White House as they were crafting this plan that was announced today by Stephen Miller, the supposed hawk on immigration. This is a plan that goes beyond the wildest dreams of people like Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin and Nancy and Chucky and Bernie. 1.8 million, not the 690,000 that they were talking about. No, this is 2.6 times, nearly triple the number of people. And saying just the opposite of what President Trump was saying back in September, that there would be no amnesty, no citizenship. No, this is going to be a citizenship. And as this was being done, you had the so-called children who were standing out there, these spoiled brats demanding their subsidy, demanding their citizenship, and demanding other things, standing out outside the White House as this caving bill was put together. By Stephen Miller and others. No borders, no nations, F your deportations. Basically, that sums this up. This is, I think, if they go through this bill, this is a major loss. I have witnessed personally, and many of us have, the 1986 capitulation of the appeasers and the Republican Party. In 1986, we were told we're going to solve this immigration thing, but we don't have the heart to send the people who came here in violation of our laws. We don't have the guts to send them home. And so they got the amnesty, but we never got the security, or we wouldn't be talking about this situation right now. So here we are, tens of millions of people later. And as many have pointed out, the Kansas Secretary of State gubernatorial candidate Kris Kobach called the White House plan to push U.S. citizenship for 1.8 million eligible illegal aliens an extremely bad idea. And he pointed out that following the 1986 amnesty, it's estimated that of the 2.6 million, see, this is bigger than Reagan's program. Now, what President Trump is proposing, and of course, it's not good enough for the Democrats. It's not good enough for the no borders, no nations dreamers. Doesn't suit their demands. But they point out that even though they offered it to about 3 million people, they said that they estimate that about 700,000 of those recipients fraudulently got legal status. Many of the people who were offered legal status never even bothered to apply. That's how contemptuous they were of our legal system. You know, we've had this fight going on in the courts in North Carolina and other states. The Democrats have decided that, have now just discovered gerrymandering, even though it's been here with us since the beginning of the foundation of the Republic. And now they're saying, you can't redraw these district lines to favor one political party over the other. That's what the Democrats were doing for hundreds of years. See, they will play every kind of game to win an election. And if this goes through with 1.8 million people, you don't have to worry about redistricting. You have redistricted the entire country. We're talking about more illegal aliens than are in all of Texas. It's estimated there's 1.6 million. But it's not just them. It's their immediate family. They didn't end chain migration. As a negotiating position, they restricted chain migration slightly. Is that going to hold up? I mean, what's the bargaining position here on this? Don't you usually go in with something that you can throw away? Is he going to throw away a little bit of the money to spend on the wall? Do you remember the French Maginot Line? After World War I, the French decided that they would never again be overrun by the Germans. And so what they did was they created a defense line of heavily armored fortifications. They called it the Maginot Line. Unfortunately, these heavily fortified guns could not turn around. And so the Germans just went around in a different place and came into the country or dropped in, parachuted behind them. So it could have been effective if it had been applied with other things. And the same thing is true of Trump's wall. By itself, it will be nothing but a Maginot line and a metaphorical example of stupidity. It'll be a monumental example of stupidity if it ever gets built. But, of course, that probably won't happen.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.